Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. How neat is it this weekend? Coley Welter being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and a kid that played for him back in 2005 and 2006. Officially a class of 2007 at Alito High School, Aaron Fry. What about that, man? Pretty cool. Coley Welter getting inducted, and I know most people in Alito, virtually everyone in Alito, says deserving recognition. How important was Coley Welter to you back in the day?
Coach Welter was a role model beyond role models for me. There wasn't anything that back then I felt that he couldn't do for us. I have a lot of memories of Coach Welter, and I feel he's one of the reasons I am who I am today. One of my favorite memories of him, however, was my senior year, me and Corey Brown. I was playing left guard, he was playing left tackle. We had our scripted plays we would usually go over before the game. But the day of the game, we went into his office, and we had been watching film, and we both felt one of the plays that wasn't in our script, it was a crossbuck special, I believe, was going to work to perfection against what they were running. And we talked to Coach Welter, and he said, okay, let's do it. So that's the first play we ran was a crossbuck screen throwback to Dennis Clark, who took it to the house on the very first play of offense. And that just stood out to me about how much he actually trusted us as football players to read and think about what's going on.
That's a great recollection. And, you know, one of the things that you hear often in today's environment, you know, all in, people will say that all the time. But I think back in that era, you know, the 11 years he was here, you know, it ain't luck that you're going 113 in 22. And it ain't just because of good players that you're going 113 in 22. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle, so to speak, and the guy at the top has to be able to put those pieces in the right place. And I think for 11 years, it looks like he was able to do that. And I'm talking about just beyond the actual game on Friday night. That's what we get to see, but not a lot of people get to see what happens on the other days. I guess if I put it in perspective, and you probably put it in perspective, that's kind of where the magic was probably made at, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. During practices, there's always little things that he was pointing out, not only, you know, on the football field, but when he was a teacher. I had him as a teacher in, I believe, a history class, and he would let our personality shine. I remember I did an essay on Harvey Milk, and it was probably a little more, I guess, youth forward. It wasn't as professional as it should have been. And, you know, he had a talk with me, but he also chuckled and understood where I was coming from on that aspect. But then on the football field, there was little things. I remember running a drill. It was a scoop and score drill with him, and he would always let his son, Tyus, run the drills with us. And he was in front of me, and I remember he had slowed down to pick up the ball, and I didn't see him, and I just ran Tyus over, and I was in full pads, and everybody just kind of gasped, and we looked over, and Coach Welter's just shaking his head, and he said, Tyus, you got to be faster than that.
I could hear
to me, it was just so funny.
I could hear him saying that. I could hear him saying that today. And that's just a great recollection. And, you know, you're a guy I know that's up in Milwaukee and in TV, and I know you're involved in a lot of different things and, you know, probably involved on the sports side of it too. And, I mean, how much, you know, is your experiences back playing for him or being in the classroom, how much has that played in, you know, you think your professional development?
I believe it's helped me a lot. Not only being the professional that I am when I'm with, you know, other coaches, other players, especially in the pro leagues, but all the way down to high school, but also as a cameraman shooting football especially, you know, I think back to, you know, my keys that I was taught from Coach Welter. being able to follow the ball and knowing what kind of scheme the players are running, just being able to set my camera on that and follow the ball, I think that's helped me quite a bit, just knowing the game of football as well as I do.
All right. Well, so I tell you, some great observations from Aaron Fry. He was part of that 2005 and 2006 run. They were state runner-up back-to-back years, and I think a combined, 25-3, part of that Coach Welter 11-year legacy of 113-22. Pretty funny. You got to be faster than that, Tyus. Aaron Fry, thank you very much, and I know you'll be celebrating probably away from the ceremony where Coach Welter is inducted in Champaign, but I know you take great pride in playing for the program and playing for him. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Aaron Fry with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.